This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Ryan Nolan, the new football coach at Danvers High School, formerly an assistant with the program. And Ryan, first of all, congratulations on a very quick elevation to head football coach in Danvers over the last week or so.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. Very excited, and it did go very quick, and excited to get things going, and just excited for the opportunity, and now we've got a whole lot of work ahead of us, but a lot of the groundwork is set right now, so just looking forward to getting after it.
Ryan, now you did, am I right that you came to Danvers through head coach Sean Terrio, who just stepped aside to take a college coaching assistant's job?
Yes, I did. Actually, I went and he convinced me to come up and coach with him up in Andover before, so we coached together at Andover, and then when he got the job at Danvers, I came over with him as well. He brought me over, so I've been with Sean, geez, might be 6 years now.
Oh, wow, forever, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it seems like forever.
Now, your duties with the team under Coach Terrio were what?
Well, I did coordinate the defense, did special teams, some of the special teams, and then offensively I kind of bounced around, worked a little bit with tight ends, running backs, basically wherever they needed me year to year when we had changes and coaching staff and, kind of fit in wherever they needed me on the offensive side of the ball. But, so that's defense predominantly, and then did a lot of the special teams and then helped out wherever I could on offense.
Ryan, that season 2 years ago was a very special season. You guys just went into the playoffs, and you just kept knocking off people. It was an unreal season for you guys, wasn't it?
It was great. I mean, it was great to get those wins and to beat those programs. Tewksbury, phenomenal program. Marblehead, I can't say enough about what they've done over there and the teams and the athletes that they have, and to be able to beat teams like that. And Revere had an unbelievable team in the playoffs. We were lucky to get by them that year. They did a great job over there, Coach Chick. So it was really a great run, and we just had unbelievable kids. We had depth. We had kids that were tough, physical, athletic, smart. So it was really probably the most enjoyable season I had coaching because we had to work for everything. We played some really good teams, and we came out victorious a lot. So it really said a lot to the commitment of the kids, and just they were – and the coach and staff obviously worked really hard, and the community got behind us, and it was a very special year.
Ryan, tell our listeners a bit about your background. You came from Stoneham, graduated from Stoneham High School, and went on to college at Hamilton and played football. So maybe take us through a few of those years for us and some of your background there.
Oh, well, I had a fantastic experience at Stoneham High School. We were the only, my sophomore year, we went to the Super Bowl and played Acton Boxborough. Unfortunately, we lost, but, had a great year and won the league for the first time in, decades. And then we had a great run in basketball and baseball as well. So it was a great experience around a lot of great people, kids I played with, people who coached me as well. And then after that, I went to Salisbury School and did a postgraduate year and had a real good year there. We won the New England Championship at Boston College. We beat Belmont Hill. And then I went to Hamilton College, and it was a great experience there, playing football, going to school, making a lot of really good friends that I still talk to this day. So very, very fortunate, to be able to get a great education, play sports, be around a lot of great people everywhere I went, so consider myself very fortunate.
Now, as a player, your position would have been what?
I kind of played all around up until, my senior year, where I kind of ended up being a linebacker on defense, and then on offense, I kind of played an H-back, played tight end, went in the backfield, kind of moved around, but, I enjoyed playing a bunch of different positions, and kind of the transition from high school to prep school to college, to having multiple coaches in college that, really got exposed to a lot of different philosophies and a lot of different, techniques. So it was good.
Well, what about coaching philosophies for you? Because now there's a lot of techniques that I'm sure you've picked up, X's and O's, I might call it, but, things that you implement during a practice. But there's also now, as a head coach, some different skills that will be required for coaching. So give me some examples of some of the coaching influences that you've had over the years.
Well, I think it starts off somebody who coached me in high school and then was somebody I coached underneath at Stoneham when I coached there was Bobby Powers. and the commitment that he had to the weight room and to conditioning and to really developing kids that maybe didn't walk in the door as a standout athlete or, you know, big or fast or strong and just work every single day, and then to see what they became 2-3 years down the road because of all that hard work in the weight room and on the track and in practice. So I think that's one thing I want to continue to model, because Sean did a great job with that too, in the weight room and the commitment. And actually, Brian, Coach Rogers before kind of instilled a real good culture in the weight room. So we want to continue that and put the emphasis on the hard work and taking care of all the things that we can control, you know, as individuals and as a team. So I think that's one thing. And the other thing is just keeping that positive mindset. You know, things aren't always going to go your way. Even in the special season we had a couple years back, we lost tough games in the beginning. We had some tough things with injuries and you know, things that kind of got in our way. But I think a team that's resilient, that can respond to the challenges and can pick themselves back up, I think that's really important. Not to dwell on things that don't go your way, but use that as energy and fuel to move forward and accomplish the next task or whatever it may be.
You know, it's funny, you know, you mentioned the one thing you did. I'll get to it in just a second here, Ryan. But I was talking with a basketball coach this winter, and he's saying, well, you know, we don't have a lot of real basketball players on the team, but they were being very successful. And then you look at what you just told me, and you're right. There is a difference from the college to the high school level in the sense that a college coach, when his players show up, they're football players. But when a high school coach sees all the players, you know, try out or whatever, they're not all necessarily football players. So that does take a different skill, I guess. And that's a really good point to make, I think.
Well, and, you know, as far as Danvers, very fortunate the other coaches in the building. I mean, throughout the last decade, you look at Coach Day and what he's done. You see what Coach Walsh and Coach Jay has done with the basketball program. And even look at the hockey team this season. These kids, they play multiple sports. And then when they go into those other sports seasons, they're being influenced by really good coaches and really good people. And I think there's a culture of competing, working hard, taking pride in the town. So that's kind of a special thing about Danvers. I think they really have some special coaches. Kids want to play multiple sports, and they grow throughout the year, even though they're away from you or they may just be lifting once or twice a week. They're in there with those other coaches competing, working, you know, bettering themselves as athletes and people. So, you know, really fortunate to have those types of people working with the kids year-round.
And, Ryan, I understand next year Danvers will be with that large division in the Northeastern Conference, which includes Beverly, Marblehead, Peabody, Malden. So it's night in and night out in that league. It'll be a very tough league again next year.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's a credit to what Sean's done and the program has done. I mean, we went from being in the NEC small back when there was maybe 11 or 12 teams, and now we added more and more teams and we're in the large. So, you know, it's a challenge that we worked hard to get ourselves in that position. It's a we look forward to the opportunity to go in and compete against the very, very best. And it's only going to help us with the new format going into the playoffs, being a battle-tested team that played really good teams, and then we go into the playoffs and we're ready to go.
You know, Ryan, some of our high school players may not know the name Nolan Ryan, if they're listening now, but I do, and a former major league pitcher many years ago now, I guess, certainly of my era, I suppose, but as I was growing up. But you, being Ryan Nolan, the flip of that, tell me how did that happen, and what's the background there?
Well, it's kind of interesting story. I really had people make comments for years and years, and I didn't even ask my parents. And then eventually, at one point or another, I asked them, hey, how come you named me Ryan Nolan? And I guess my grandfather's uncle was a big priest in Ireland, and they named, like, the soccer stadium after him. And he recommended the name Ryan, and I think my mother liked it. I don't know exactly what the story is, but Ryan O'Neill, or an actor at that time, and she liked the name, so that's what they named me. So, you know, I get a little bit of people remember the name. People usually make comments when I meet them, but, you know, it's a fun little fact.
Yeah, and I imagine when that you introduce yourself, I'm Ryan Nolan, people think, wait a minute, you sound familiar. Maybe I know you. You know, it's one of those.
Yeah, sometimes you get that. I guess, you know, sometimes people believe they, you know you and you've never met them before, but maybe I have a familiar face, too, and a familiar name.
There you go. All right, Ryan, anything else you want to share with us that I didn't ask you about taking over the Danvers High football program?
Well, I think it's just an incredible opportunity. It's a great environment. It's a great school. The athletic director, Andy St. Pierre, is great. He's supportive. He stands behind you. Wants to build, a culture throughout the whole school, and he wants to have successful programs, and he supports all the coaches any way he can. We've had a great administration. It's going to be sad seeing Miss A leave, but I'm sure they're going to bring in someone else who's similar to her. So very fortunate to be at a school with that type of people, and the facilities are, outstanding. If you've been out to Danvers and seen the new field and track and weight room and field house, I mean, it's really like a college setting. So just really fortunate, and most importantly, we've got an unbelievable group of kids that have come through Danvers. I think it's probably the most gratifying experience is after getting the job, talking to so many of the kids who have graduated who are in school, and I'm excited. A lot of them want to practice 7-on-7 with the players now and come back in the summer. A lot of them are playing college football, so just another way to grow the program and kind of get the alumni, the younger alumni, involved. So just excited about the whole opportunity.
You're right. You were there as an assistant when the program paid its dues by playing road games and not having a place to practice, really, except over at the middle school and so on. Yeah.
It says a lot about the kids, too, because that's a built-in, some kids will find that as an excuse. It's tough to get to the field. Sometimes the field got really beat up down at the middle school, and the kids never used it as an excuse. If we had to go there and put on the car lights to get extra work in at the end of the season, they were willing to do that. Our schedule was juggled around every day, but the kids never used it as an excuse, and it really says a lot about the kids that we were fortunate to have it in at Danvers.
All right, Ryan, hold on the line just a second, but we're talking and have been talking with Ryan Nolan, the new head football coach at Danvers High School. And I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.